Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, tonight we trust in God to visit us. If you believe so, lift up one hand. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You made my love your just a brother. We are more than brothers from different mothers. You know, when I was struggling, I have a good father who sent him to come and relieve me. Put your hands together. Words of wisdom, it's enough to suit me, you know, to just keep me. I'm talking about no other person but Bishop Patrick.
Come on, put your hands together for him. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated.
I think time is back on and we have some few things to do. So, I want to flow. But, you know, I'm not a preacher who stands behind pulpit. So, forgive me. And anywhere I've stood to preach outside my pulpit, I never make a mistake of not mentioning where I come from. Because if you know where you come from, you appreciate where you are now. It will help you to know where you are going to. Yeah. So, I want you to know that I was made, and I was made by this man called Bishop Doug. Sunday, anytime I meet him, I'll be looking out for him to tell me that someone mentioned me to him. I've given this assignment at many places, various places, but I've not heard him say anything to me. So I'm giving you that assignment too. That when you meet that man, tell him, I say, thank you, and mention me to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. And God bless you. You may be seated. Well, like Bishop Patrick said, our convener is not here, but we are with him as he is with us in the spirit. And I thank God for the life of this man. He always makes me feel more important than I think of myself. Yes. Yes. And God bless him. So, see, Caro. Don't mention see, Caro. Don't call her by see, Caro. 20% of your life will be gone. Thank you for being around. I saw the daughter somewhere. God bless you too. Hallelujah. But listen. Tonight, we're talking about revival. I have never come across any revival. I've never read of any revival without prayer. So tonight, I want us to be on our feet. We are going to pray for some time. We are going to lift up revival prayer. And then after that, we shall see what happened. There is a lady here called Josephine. She comes from somewhere Swedru to Winneba, yes. Very soon I'll give you your mother's name and your father's name and your birth certificate.
Anointed.
Yes.
Anointed.
Just for you to know that Jesus is here with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Your mother has a name like Ansa. I don't know. But tonight, two angels have been sent to your mother. Releasing them to your mother. Sunday, I was preaching somewhere outside my church, and you were with me, right? Then I mentioned a name. When I mentioned the name, someone came. I said, "No, it's not you. This name I'm mentioning has to do with a young girl." Then the father incidentally was the one sitting behind the drums, playing the drums. Then she came. He came. I said, "Where is the girl?" So the girl is not around. I said, "Where is the mother?" And apparently, it's been something, 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 something. Dr. Lawrence Tete was there in that meeting. Apparently, he's been told He was on his way coming. He's been told that this is what had happened. So when he came to sit by me, then he asked me, "Are you the bishop from Lighthouse?" Because we don't know Lighthouse to go to prophesy. We know them to teach. Are you with me? How am I not spoiling the meeting? Gideon. A young man called Gideon. Running very fast, coming your way. Well, you don't know what. It may not be a beloved. It may not be. I don't know where you are. Huh? Okay, let's pray. Listen, we are going to pray that, oh God, give me some 85 and 6. Psalm 85 and 6. Will that not revive us again? Will thou not revive us again? Now, this suggests that there have been some revivals before. And the psalmist asked this question, "Oh God, will thou not revive us again?" We need revival. We are not here for prophecy, we are here for revival. Will thou not revive us again? Why? So that the people may rejoice in thee. We need that joy. That first love joy. When we could pray. When we could do miracles. When we could read the word, when we could do things, will that not revive us? We need a revival. Be on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Pray, God, revive me again.
Jesus. Cast up a heart.
Oh, yes. Lift up your voice. Ask
yes,
the Lord,
Lord.
Revive
yes, Lord.
Me again.
Shadaba hakotola ba
baria
ndedede baha. Rabasi
talala
bo 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 shahatala baha.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rebasotelele be kapasta fele brandele be. Mandololo bo shetelele be. Rapata kasotelele be haya.
Revive us again.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Rataba sondelele be papa. Repatololo bo shitalala. Ratelele be. Rapasa tapaya. Iparadadadada bahaya. Iparadado setelele be. Rapatalala bahaya. Iapatelele be. Lift up your voice. Iapatelele be. Rapatalala. I'm gonna go. Pentecost, to channel, learn me more.
victories don't come again. We have ministered at many places. When God they don't come, then later, actually, she knows why she's being called. We are okay. I can get up and come and hold your hands and bring you here. If you like, challenge me. I'll mention your snitch number, the last 3 numbers. If you like, go and ask Reverend Senior. I went to his church. I mentioned somebody's snitch number. The lady didn't know a snitch number because she's not committed it to memory. Then I told her that, look, your snitch number, it's in your bag right now. The card, you know. So take out, if you know that you have your snitch number on the card and on your back, take it out. That's it. What is this number? You don't know what's going on. Okay. Now listen. The psalmist made a statement. He said, will thou not revive us again? So that there will be joy. So that there will be excitement. So that we can also be happy. You know, there's something we call midlife crisis. Midlife crisis. When you age beyond 40, all things being equal, you are married with children, with issues, with problems, life issues. Then life begins to battle with you. School fees, taking care of rent. I mean, at that time, if you are not gainfully employed, you are in trouble. Or if you don't have someone to support you financially, you'll be very hurt. Especially if you are a man. And you have a cantankerous woman. It's another ball game altogether. Tell her that I've not finished with this. You should rather get up and sit down, you know. We'll get there. You know? So, in the same manner, in ministry, in the church, sometimes when you have done things and you think that you have arrived, there comes a time that the zeal reduces. So, Paul was writing to the church in Galatia and he told them, be always affected zealously. Always. Always be affected. Be zealous for the Lord. Be on fire. You know? Yeah. Be on fire. Let nothing affect your fire for the Lord. Oh, yeah. And I came to tell you that to keep the fire burning is to be revived always. That's why the psalmist was asking, oh God, will you not revive us again? Will you not revive us again? Will you not shake us up again? Will you not rejuvenate us again? Will you not re-energize us again? So that this kind of work that we are doing, we will not relent in any way. Many are falling asleep. Many are falling back. I mean, people say, oh, don't worry. Now, it's the turn of the young people. It's not a turn. I'm young.
Oh, yes.
I'm younger than even some of the young people. Who you call young? Oh, yeah. Look, give me Joshua chapter 1. Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Get up. Arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now listen, this promise was made to Moses. Moses was the one who received the promise. And Moses thrived with this promise until something happened. I mean, what happened? If you are a Bible student, you will know. And so God set Moses aside and took Joshua to continue with the children of Israel. Now, the Lord comes to tell Joshua, like Joshua, every place where the sole of your foot shall tread, I'll give it to you. Every place. Every place, wheresoever. Look, who wrote, say, Ebbe do not say, Sasa say no, who there? It means that for as long as you have the strength to go on, you can take more lands. Now, Joshua led the children. Moses had taken them to the Red Sea, but Joshua had to take them to the Jordan. And when they crossed the Jordan, they began to take lands after the Jordan. The first land they took was the Jordan area. And so they kept taking lands. One of the lands that they took was called Ai. It depends on which school you attended. It depends on your tongue. A grammar like me, know how to pronounce it. You will say, hey. Come on, clap for Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, something happened. Joshua had done a lot. In fact, I believe that Joshua took 35 cities and nations with their kings. In chapter 13, God came to Joshua with a message. And that's the message I want to share with you. Now, Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old. I know that you are old. I know. Not I don't know. I know. You are old. You are weak. And but there remained yet much land to be possessed. My name is here. When you have a Assassin, don't forget that God has told Joshua that where the sole of your foot shall tread like this, I give it. Listen, I came to tell you that mega church, God has given us Ashanti region.
Amen.
And wherever we will plant a church, God has given it to us. Just like he told Joshua, he said, where the soul of your foot shall tread, I'll give it to you. You will possess that place. And I prophesy and say that we shall occupy this land. Yeah. You know, I was invited to a program. 2 days to the time. The program was not canceled, but my name was withdrawn. So I asked later why. It's a lighthouse people. When they come, our church members will follow them. You know, when I discovered that, oh, that was the reason, I said, glory be to God. Yeah. I mean, you, if you go to a church and you see young people like this, dancing, making noise, get the introduction of their pastor. Look at the atmosphere. No, listen. Now, what to what sorrow? We a pastor. You introduce who cry. Now, I'm for amuna muna. This is so better. Are you don't understand me? Yes. That's why we love our pastors.
We love them so much. We love them.
Yeah. That's why we love them. And we shall love them. We shall appreciate them. We shall bless them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You know, later, I decided to go and ask the pastor who invited me. But upon second thought, I said, no problem. You know me, I'll be a cool man. It's only when you see me holding a microphone that you see that I'm a bit rowdy. But otherwise, I'll be cool. No, no. You don't need to go in, you know. For as long as they admit that when we come, see the thing? Yes. Upon arrival, you are looking at my face. Do you want a blessing? Stand up and receive a blessing. Listen, in 34 days, by 34, this man sitting there, this man, come and ask him. I gave him a word of prophecy. I told him that by a certain date, you will sign a contract, a very big contract. I forgot him. He claimed he has forgotten. That very day, I gave him, he signed a contract, a big contract. Then when he has finished signing a contract, he remembered that, hey, sir,
hey.
So listen to me, 34 this time, go and mark it, a breakthrough, make that breakthrough, a breakthrough that your mother or your father. You want it? You send it. What do I say? Revive us, O Lord. And Joshua. Yeah. And God God told Joshua, Joshua, you aren't finished. If you think you finish, I am finished with you. Rise up. There are more lands ahead to possess, to take. And I came to tell someone that there are more churches to build. There are more bus centers. There are more prayer warriors we need to build up. And I'm telling you that there are more choir and choristers to be trained. And we cannot relent. We cannot relent. We cannot relent. Now, listen. Joshua was told that, yes, you are old. You are stricken in age. So now, where is he going to get a strength to take more land? I believe that the land ahead of him to take were more than the lands that he has taken already. Now, give me that scripture. Is that what? Go to the student. No, come together. I want the word more. He said there are more lands. More. Very much. Yeah, there remained yet very much land to possess. Now listen. God put Joshua there. Actually, it's God giving them the land. The children of Israel, the land. But God put Joshua as a leader to lead them to possess the land. God has placed you wherever you are, you know, to lead for souls to be one. Where was Joshua going to get that strength? And that's where revival comes. That's why Joshua needed a revival again. To revive is to make alive again. To revive is to revitalize, to rejuvenate. Oh yes. Some of you ladies who have become like old ladies. I came to tell you that God is going to rejuvenate you. Look, your husband will be happy again. My brother here tells me that when I preach and I put in the bibinyum, a sweet and papa, one song is just hitting my head. I don't know how listeners are singing. Unyami yene juma okwanda danimo okwanda danimo okwanda danimo unyami. Lechuma, 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 okwanda danimo. You know, my grandmother took me to Gralosi. Those who don't know Gralosi. So, you know, listen, there is revival coming. I said there is revival coming to our denomination, to our churches, and something good is going to happen. And listen, the joy and the excitement shall come back again. Much lands to Every council supposed to have more, much more percentages. Oh yes, that is what we see, the effect of the revival. It shall come to pass. Oh yeah, it shall come to pass. And I've always told people that you know, a prophet's word is judged not by emotion, but time. We are going to raise more pastors. There will be more pastors. It's like now we are short of pastors. We have to send people. It's like a problem. But people will come and say that, yeah, I want to be a pastor. Send me. Oh, yes. Nami yene juma.
Okwada danimo, okwada danimo, unyami nechuma, okwada danimo.
Listen. There are two stars on your head. Okay. I see myself in a place. How many know American House? The building American House in Accra is legal. I'm working with this lady from American House. There's a traffic light when you are heading towards Obodo. Yes. We are there. Okay. You will meet an angel. Of course. And when I say an angel, I'm not talking about a celestial being necessarily with wings at the back. When you meet that, you change your destiny. Look, as I walk with her, she's not told me what she's saying, but she's smiling so broadly, and I can't explain.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Look. Sunday, I told you I was invited somewhere. I met some identical twins. One of them was outside. And I told him that he's going to meet a German. Not an American. He's an American. He's going to meet a German. This evening, the brother came to me. He said, my brother has already gotten to America. He's arrived safely this week. What you told him, he said he can see signs of it. But you don't need to clap. If you have to clap, clap for the Lord. I told him, the reason why I'm telling this is this. I told him that when you meet that man, it will change something about you. It will put wealth into your heart. But when you get that wealth, Don't forget me. Otherwise, it will cease. I don't tell everyone. No. I'm saying that to tell this young lady that when you do, who is your pastor? If you forget him, it will cease. Oh, yes. You have to start all over again. And I came to tell you that you have to start all over again. Oh, yes. You have to start all over. Wherever you think you have gotten to, and you think you have arrived, I came to tell you that no, you have not arrived. There is more ahead of you. What is ahead of you is more than what you have seen. And I want you to know that God has not finished with you. You may seem happy, but what is making you happy today, there are more ahead of you to see. So I don't know what you will be, how you feel, when something more than what is making you happy today comes. I mean you. Specifically, I'm talking to you. Yeah. You see, where you are occupying doing business, it's not your place. That's not where you are designed to. Or we'll show the thing. I think I'm spoiling the meeting. Because I should be talking about revival. You see, the revival can affect your business too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The revival will affect your business. We are talking about holistic revival. Oh, yeah. Well, one person can say that I'm putting up a church building. How can you put up a church building? Unless you are rich. Your business should be rejuvenated. There must come life. Recently, a pastor from another church came to see me. Said, oh, I need something, money, for a short time. I said, no problem. Well, I didn't have it. Don't follow me to my house. But I called another person. I said, look, sort this pastor friend of mine out. There are going to be people here. Oh, no, I said there are people here. There are going to be people here.
Prophesy, prophesy.
You see, when a revival affects you,
yes, Lord,
you don't open a dollar account, you open a euro account.
Yes, Lord.
And then you open a pound account.
Yes, Lord.
My name's Charles. Who is into business? And God is telling me that not many weeks from now, you change your business. So receive all that. Where's your husband? I know your husband does. You like him. I like the way you are walking. See, listen. We labor to be blessed. Your labor should bring a blessing. Can I tell you the truth? Should I tell you the truth? Can I say it openly? Don't calculate it too much. It's the Lord who brings blessing. You too, you think you have arrived. You have not arrived at all. Oh yes. You have not arrived at all. You control wealth. You watch it. You just watch it. I said, a true prophet is words can just be judged. Sunday evening, we were in a service, and I told someone that his debt is canceled. Monday morning, he went to the ATM to take money for himself. When he went and he slotted his card in it, the money, did he slot the card? He didn't slot the card. As he went to stand there, his shadow alone made money started dropping. I'm telling you the truth. He's in my church now. His shadow. He stood there like this. Before he could remove his card and put it into the vent of this thing, money started dropping. You know, usually there are security men who sit by the this thing. So he told the security man, has anyone been here putting something? You know, because sometimes you can put it in, but it's a machine. They didn't come. Then later, yeah, things start coming. You know, so he said, okay, this is what has happened. This is the money. I'm taking it away. When anyone comes looking for his money, please, you should call me. Up to today, no one has called me. This is not labor for profit. This is labor to be blessed. When revival comes, your blessing, it shall affect every
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Prophesy.
Listen, desire God to revive you and to bring back that which is gone out of you, and you see the glory.
Professor,
don't bring one and two and three containers of whatever.
Professor, Papa.
Which of you have siblings in Ikeja? Ikeja. You don't have to think. If you have, you have. If you don't have,
you don't,
don't think. You are from Accra.
You don't think.
If you have your own Afiadinima, you should know that I'm from Afiadinima. Oh, you don't understand me. Do you? No, not Lagos. I didn't mention Lagos. I mentioned Ikeja.
Specific.
Specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. There is an opportunity in Ikeja which will come before the end of the year. A man with a wife from Ikeja, they want to see you, looking for you. I can close the door, I can open the door.
Open it, prophet.
So that they get in touch with you. And they are bringing you a business, a certain business. I don't want to mention it here. For the sake of security. No, no, I'm serious. Okay. It's something closer to gold, but more gold. To God be the glory. Sometimes you have to confuse people. So, take oil. This is oil. Don't worry. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give me your hands together. Father, confirm your word.
Yes, Lord.
Let it come with signs.
Yes, Lord.
Let it come with dreams.
Jesus.
Let it come with another prophet confirming this word.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the year end.
Yes, Lord.
You will see.
Declare.
Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Wow.
Sorry for soiling your shirt. That's okay. You and who shirt? It's a shirt. Listen, sit down. You see, Joshua.
Hey,
keep preaching.
Joshua needed some revival. His body needed to be revived. Williamina, who is Williamina? Do you have William here? Williamina.
I know one. Go to prophet. Go to the prophet.
You are Williamina.
Yes, Lord. Prophesy, Papa. Y'all here. Rem snappy.
Listen, don't fight your uncle. There is an intention, a wicked intention against you, but they will all only bring it to pass when you rise up to fight. This is my right. We beat them, we quarrel. my God, my God, my God. Wilhelmina, be gentle to us. Anyone who tries to be here, they fight with you. Okay? It's an advice.
What a problem.
And yet, you know, I have bone fire. I said, you're in Yansa Suka.
Yeah.
Good counsel will bring you deliverance.
Oh, yes.
If you follow. Oh, yeah. Am I not spoiling the meeting?
No.
Prophesy. That's why we are here. Prophesy. Rems Nebie.
I'm the only person who can worry these two. No one. Talk certain things. If we are there, we won't talk.
I tell you.
So, listen. If Joshua needs revival to rise up and to take lands and to possess the lands for the children of Israel, then you and I, we also need revival. We need to be revived for greater works and for good works and to bring salvation about. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Some time ago, you pray for 2 hours. Now, even 30 minutes you struggle. You need revival. Oh, I said you need revival. Some time ago, no one calls you for outreach. You will rise up yourself and go. I mean, you are seeking for an opportunity to witness to someone. But today, you think that it is meant for the younger ones coming. No, it's for us. He was old and stricken in age, yet God came and told him that, guy, get up. I am finished with you. We have more lands to take. Yes. Yes. Moses died at the age of 120. Joshua died at the age of 110. Check your Bible wisdom. And midlife, in the mid of his years, God tells that, no, let's get on. No work done. Let's get back to the job. Because by you, lands and nations and kings and cities must be taken. Meanwhile, the promise was made to the children way back in Egypt, when God led them through the wilderness from Egypt. I'm taking you to Canaan, a land that flows with milk and honey. Listen, there are lands ahead of us flowing with milk and honey. We can't sit here. We have to move. We can't sit here. We have to extend the church. We can't sit here. We have to extend everything that we are endowed with, we are blessed with. We have to move. Yes. God is healing someone of. You don't need to come. I can mention your name right now. I have the name. But you don't need to come. For the sake of those who don't believe, those who don't have faith, God is healing someone of impotence. From tomorrow morning, when you wake up in the morning,
prophesy fire.
You will see revival.
Hey!
First revival.
You will see revival.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Revival shall come.
Revival
in the name of Jesus. Look, as you are sitting there, you are telling yourself that, oh, it's not me. If you do, I'll mention your name right now. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
We need revival. Listen, after this revival will come another revival. But it's like the wave of the sea. So, you know, this wave coming will push us to a certain level. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
You know, when you have a coal pot and you put charcoal in it and you set up fire and you don't fan it, ashes is collected over. You need to shake it. There is a shaking in. Oh, I said there's a shaking in. There's a shaking in. Can I speak to you? Listen. Listen. You are worrying for nothing. I'm telling you, you are worrying for nothing. Stop worrying. The miracle will come when you stop worrying. If you don't have twins, I promise you twins.
Prophesy! Declare it! What a prophet!
How many children have you already? You see, she is her own enemy. Oh, yes. Listen, you give me my twins. When you finish, you can worry. If you know where, should I give you the date on which you give birth? I'm coming.
Prophesy.
You see,
prophesy.
So that you will know that this one is God who has destined it.
Yes.
So you are disturbing God.
Yes, Lord.
You are disturbing God. You know, sometimes we can limit God.
Yeah.
By our own lack of faith in those things. Listen, don't listen to anyone. Don't listen to parents, friends. Listen, don't listen to anyone. Tell them that you met a short man. A man of God.
A prophet.
A boy of God told you that. You should not listen to all that they are saying. Oh, brother, baby. I tell you. Do you want boy and girl or two boys or two girls? Boy and girl. So, is your husband here? Listen. Listen. I don't know what doctors have told you. I met a lady about 2 months ago. I came to tell my church. And the lady is a medical doctor. And she had a condition. And I told her that. I don't know how come. A name came to my head. And I said, go and buy this medicine. Hey. So, she went to buy it. When she bought it, the condition disappeared like something. So I came to tell Dr. Parker that they prescribe, but spiritually we can also prescribe.
Prophesy!
So, can I have water? Sachet water. A very new and fresh one. Eradi nawa she yembo se ye 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 juma is better for them. Okay. Go and drink this water. I'll pray over it. Don't cheat her. You don't cheat her. Cheat her. Listen, if anyone has prophesied to you that you give her, I'm just confirming it.
Yes, Lord.
This is medicine.
Jesus.
This will complete.
Yes, Lord.
The way.
Yes, Lord.
Take doubt.
Jesus.
Out of their lives.
Jesus.
Let them not worry.
Yes, Lord.
Revive them.
Jesus.
Revive their bodies.
Yes, Lord.
Prepare them.
Yes, Lord.
For that good job.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Well, I don't know if you have visited doctors, but doctors may have done their best. But I just came to confirm what God is about. It's not about. What about the job? What about the job? Don't call it a job.
So
blessed. What are we doing? We are are demonstrating revival. When revival comes, oh, Sister Joy gave us a very wild exposition on. I remember the leaves and the. Yeah, when we went up, I told her that, no, this is your revelation bag. I put it in my pocket. One day, when you hear me preaching it somewhere, don't be surprised. We are copycats. We copy and preach in the industry. That's all. What a powerful message yesterday. Oh. I mean, as I saw my conveyor moving up and down, you know, it's like Ogoni with something, you know. Hey! Charlie, my conveyor be handsome. Come on, what do you mean? You don't talk about yours, I will talk about mine. So. Now, I came in the volume of all these things said to demonstrate to you that as you live here today, there will be something.
Jesus.
Something will affect you.
Yes, Lord.
Rise up here. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. I know most of you are here as students, but you are going to do well. Every difficulty in your academics, you are overcoming.
Jesus.
Sister Joy, maybe you should watch a cameraman and you take picture of. None of them will trail or will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
They will do well.
Yes, Lord.
They will do excessively well.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And that is part of the revival.
Yes, Lord.
That you shouldn't fall. But when you fall, you spoil things. If I invite you for it, you can. Receive it. Every difficulty you have. Some of you, it's about financial support.
Yes, Lord.
It's not been easy.
Jesus.
And sometimes you are tempted to compromise.
Yes, Lord.
But the Lord will keep you.
Amen.
You will complete.
Amen.
And complete well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May this go for all the students here.
Yes, Lord. Professor.
If you came here.
Yes, Lord.
I know you were writing your midterms. I don't know whether you will finish it. But I left all your books and you are here. May the rains of heaven pour you out.
Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Shadabahakataya. Barandostafele. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Rodorobositahakaba. Yes, Lord.
I wanted to take some home. Take away. Then I asked her, who prepared the granola soup? I was told that this lady. Oh. Hey, fake again. Hey, fake. Oh, you think I'm canal, eh? I'm very sorry. Thank you. Listen, if you are under the sound of my voice, as I declare to someone,
yes, Lord,
receive it.
I receive it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord. Declare.
Is it difficult for the Lord to do whatever you want? Standing somewhere, very much smiling, broadly smiling, very excited. Okay. You carry my testimony. So, if your pastor will agree, I'll take a picture with you right now. This day I've decided that my testimonies, I'll not just let people come and share it, but they will record it. We were writing it, but we'll record video, we'll video it. So Osby, you can come too. Bless you with money. Listen, if you don't take me serious, it will worry me, because sometimes the way I minister, it's like I'm joking. You can ask my, if Dr. Parker were here, he will tell you. There are many things I've casually said. Casually. I'm joking. Some of them, I don't say this is a prophecy. Dr. Park, he calls me every day. Every day. If he doesn't call me in a day, But the next time he's calling me, it's like it's so apologetic.
Yeah.
And when he calls me, he wants a word. But sometimes there's no word. I know you are watching, Dr. Papa. I know you are watching. He told me he was. I know he's watching. But don't worry. It's part of it. Listen. I'm releasing someone to bless you. There's a lady. Let me see who I can compare with. Where's Ivy? Yes. She's bulky like this. You'll meet her. Initially, be careful with her. But God is going to use her to bless you big time. See. Okay? Thank you. When she blesses you, full disclosure to your husband. It is God's blessing. You keep things away from her sometimes. Small, small. But this one, full disclosure. Should I give you a name? This lady who came here is slightly taller than her. I see. Her name starts with P, very likely Pamela. It's not someone you know, you don't know her. But I'm just telling you that. God is sending someone to bless you. She will just love you for no reason. For no reason. She will love you. So, I finished taking my picture. You can go. You think because of your cocoa, that's why I'm taking picture with you. But you understand it later. So, you need revival to take lands. And tonight, I'm releasing revival into every land. Fire is settling upon your head.
Thumbs Amen.
Up. Look, if you have eyes, spiritual eyes, open your eyes, you see what I'm saying.
Amen.
You see tongues of fire.
Yes, Lord.
Names and they don't know their names. Oh no, I'm telling you that there is Asabia here. I'm waiting for you now. There's Asabia. Hi, Asabia. Name after your grandmother. You were named after your grandmother. Who was your grandmother named after? Do you know? You don't know. Can I have oil? Can you take your hat off? Did you come to meet your grandmother? Is she still alive? She's alive. Give me a description of her. Yes, a simple description. Is she that? Don't think. Look, I don't know why people like to. You can't help me. I'm moving by a certain spirit. So don't try to. Oh, and let me say something that will let him feel. No. No. But any question I'm asking you, I'm asking by the divine instinct. Do you know why I asked you that question? I'm going to pray that she will not end up that way. So I'm asking whether she's already there or she's not there. Now I'm asking, so if I ask you and you are trying to, no. You can't think for me. No. Kindly hold on. Father, let this condition that will take a life be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It shall not happen.
Yes, Lord.
Because when you save one, you save his family. By a presentation, by the fact that she's presented in this service, she's here. She's representing that woman. Yeah. Look. What day did I mention? Do you remember? I prophesied to someone that I gave a date. Okay? Yes. I'll give you a date. Your grandma. because you are not in Accra now to go and pray for her. So we can speak a word of prayer. We can send prayer. Prayer has no boundary. And we can send prayer. Okay. So, may she receive, because of you, may she receive divine healing in Jesus' name. God bless. Amen. Okay. Well, be seated. We have to be drawing down the curtain. So, if you came late and you have your envelope with you, the envelope you collected, either you collected it yesterday or the day before yesterday, I have the envelope here. And incidentally, you came late, please, I would ask you to bring it forward quickly. Yes, please come and put your envelope down. Sister, oh, I know you. Okay, God bless you. Where's your husband? It's not around. God bless you. Okay, come. Are you playing Darling Jesus? Is that what you're playing? And I play, but yeah, the old boy there. Just prepare your offering. Listen. I will be very honest with you. Today, I don't want anyone to give less than 50 CDs if you can afford. It's also a revival. Oh, yes. Unless you cannot afford, but if you can afford, if it means giving 50 cedis, that's what you have on you, and thereafter you may not have money to take that home, I would indulge, I would ask of you to give it out and then look for money to go. Look, I was in a church and they were raising funds to build a church. I don't have to mention any other church. And then I pledged my salary. 1 month's salary. I hadn't told my wife.
My darling Jesus.
I was there in the service. My darling and I was pushed Jesus, to give that money. So I pledged it. Incidentally, that week, the week following, was payday. A young accountant.
Oh, my darling.
You know, so when I received my salary, I gave it out. So I came to tell my wife, yeah, this month, we are living by faith. That was the month following, that was when I got my first land at Ablekoma. It was a gift. And God fed us. In fact, incidentally, that month we were overfed. Young lady, bring water. I'm removing some sickness away from your life.
Darling Jesus, darling Jesus. Darling Jesus.
Father, this is medicine. I invoke your blessing, your healing power. Bye.